Hey there, soap fans. Soap Dirt has your Bold and the Beautiful daily spoilers for the week of February 13th through 17th, 2023. And there's a lot of hot action happening this week. As you know, on Friday, we left off with the cliffhanger of little adorable Douglas Forrester writing Aunt Steffi's name on the notebook. And of course, that dropped both Hope and Thomas's jaws. But they kind of brought this on themselves, right? They're always kind of back and forth with him, and admittedly, there's reasons for it. But poor little Douglas feels stuck in the middle, and then there's option C that they didn't even realize might be on the table. But that kid's clever, and he knows if he goes to Aunt Steffi's, he can see everybody without the tug of war. So he may be the smartest person in the room, and it looks like Steffi is going to say yes, and the judge will sign off. So let's dig into the spoilers. On Monday, February 13th, 2023, Douglas Forrester chooses where to live. At the cliffhanger moment, he asks Steffi if she will have him. Wasn't that so sweet and vulnerable? And her jaw dropped. On Monday, her jaw's going to close and she's going to think about it. And it looks like she's probably going to say yeah and let him move in, which isn't a bad thing because she's got a very kid-friendly household. Plus, Kelly Spencer, the young lady that he's being raised as a brother to, is in that household. So it kind of makes sense. So he'll get to spend time with her, and then he'll get to see baby Beth when he goes over there. So his decision stuns everybody in the room, and Thomas, Hope, and Liam aren't too happy about it. So there's more fallout going into the week from that. Also on Friday, we saw Deacon Sharp spending time with Psycho Sheila Carter. And what's funny about what's going on with Deacon and Sheelan to me is that he was very casual when they were together. Like, he liked having sex with her, of course, but he was still smitten with Brooke. He even went over there and proposed to Brooke, remember, while Sheila was warming his bed as a nine-toed fugitive. So he didn't seem to be in love with her or to want to be in love with her at the time. But now that she's got this really sweet deal with Dollar Bill Spencer, all of a sudden Deacon's like, oh, hey, he took my toy and he seems more interested. So while they're spending time together, Deacon will call her bluff. And then her reaction is strange and unexpected. Soap Dirt this week wrote about a leak on this matter, and the rumor we got from a reliable leaker is that Sheila is indeed drugging Bill. You notice how he looks sluggish and not himself, and he's very quiet, and he's got this thousand-yard stare. So the leak we published is that we heard that she is poisoning that sword necklace. You know, she seems very fascinated with it, and they bring it up a lot. And he definitely doesn't seem himself. And we suspected for a while that she was doing something to keep him under control. I mean, she can't be that great in the sack that he's just a willing puppet, right? So she's got time with Deacon on Monday, and we'll see what happens. Then on Tuesday, February 14th, it'll be a happy Valentine's Day, but not so happy for some of the people in LA at Forrester Creations and in those families. First of all, Liam Spencer snaps on Thomas Forrester. He's furious that Thomas put Douglas through choosing. But really, Liam probably wouldn't have said a thing if Douglas had chosen their home in the little cabin on the Logan estate, right? So he's mad that he lost out, and he goes off on Thomas about it. But if you also notice, Douglas and Liam, while they have a friendly relationship, Liam a couple of times has tried to basically manipulate Douglas to get what he wants. And Douglas hasn't fallen for it. He knows that his stepdad is playing games. I'm back to he's the smartest person in the room. So Liam versus Thomas on Tuesday because neither of them won in court. And, you know, Liam's going to be butthurt and he's just going to be Liam. Also that same day, word spreads of what happened at the court hearing. And the Forsters and the Logans are at odds again because Hope's going to be pretty mad that Steffi's got her son. And that kind of sets things off, and it could erupt in a whole war, especially if the matriarchs of the two families go off on each other. So later in the week, we're going to see what happens with that. On Wednesday, February 15th, somebody suggests a short-term fix for a problematic situation. The spoiler's kind of vague, and this could be a couple of things. First, we've got the debacle at Forrester Creations where Hope for the Future's new designs were basically crap because it was Eric and Zenday and not Thomas. Zenday seems to do okay with Thomas there mentoring him with that special flair that Thomas has, if you ignore all the other things about Thomas. So it's not clear if this spoiler is about a temporary fix for this custody thing or the fashion thing, but the bottom line is Douglas made his choice, and presuming the judge signs off on it, which is what Thomas and Hope agreed to, that whatever Douglas decided was binding, then that's what we have. But maybe somebody comes in with a situation of some kind of hybrid custody thing. Who knows? We'll see on Wednesday, February 15th, what happens. Later in the week, on Thursday, February 16th, Thomas Forrester goes to Granddad Eric Forrester to ask for another chance. Of course, that's another chance at work. Thomas sees that the line is floundering without him, and it looks like he thinks that his talent should buy him a foot back in the door. And to be fair, there's really nobody at Forrester Creations with clean hands. You know, Steffi shot Sheila. She's done stuff. You know, Hope, if you look way back, was a drug addict for a little while. You know, Brooke's a recovering alcoholic and a repeat cheater. Ridge, repeat cheater. You know, Liam was emotionally cheating with Sally Spectra. There's just, everybody's got their stuff. Pam, sweet Pam with her lemon bars, was a psycho who smeared honey on Donna Logan and left her for a bear to eat her, and she still got her receptionist job. So it's not necessarily an unreasonable ask, but it feels like the wounds are too fresh right now. So the big question is, will Eric offer his grandson forgiveness? We won't find that out until the following day. But also on Thursday, Hope and Liam have a close family moment with Douglas. So I'm wondering if this is a little bonding moment while little Douglas packs his bags to head over to Malibu. We'll have to see, but that'll be a nice, sweet family moment. Then, as the week closes on Friday, February 17th on Bold and the Beautiful, we're going to see Thomas put in his place. Not only does Eric say, "Hell no, you're not coming back to work here," but co-CEO Steffi says, "Nah, I don't think so, bro." Mind you, Ridge is out of town without explanation. Torsten K is obviously enjoying some time off after his intense, focused storylines for the past few months. But even if Ridge were there, he'd be in on the hell no chorus. And, you know, maybe they even tell Thomas that, "Hey, we talked to Ridge." But the family's pretty united that Thomas is on the outs and will remain on the outs for now. The big question is, what's he going to do next? A lot of fans are talking about, wouldn't it be great if Thomas embraced his biological grandfather, Nick Marone, and opened a competing Marone fashion house? It's too bad Sally Spectre's not still on the show. She's kicking ass over in Genoa City on Y&R, but it'd be fun to see them start a rival fashion house. But what seems more likely is that Thomas is going to keep trying to wedge his way in. You know, maybe he'll sneak designs in. Who knows? But just because they put Thomas in his place and tell him no, there's not any way he's going to stop pressuring them and trying to creep back in. Also on Friday, there's a family situation, you know, with the Douglas custody thing. And the last time there was a custody issue, Taylor and Brooke were on opposite sides of it. And they each wanted their daughter to have him. And they were fighting tooth and nail the same way they did when it came down to Liam. They're always butting heads over Hope versus Steffi. Now, though, everything has changed. That really cool dynamic between Taylor Hayes and her new BFF, Brooke Logan, is that they are friends and looks like they might even be roommates soon. And Brooke made it clear to Taylor that she's prioritized her and their friendship above Ridge. And while Taylor told her that she expects Ridge to come back for Brooke to reunite with her, Brooke seems unconcerned. She really wants Taylor to live with her and to you know, be together and explore their friendship and, you know, Ridge be damned. It's really great. It's kind of, you know, groundbreaking after all these years of animosity and everything. So with Ridge out of the picture, they're getting along well. We'll see what happens when he gets back. But on Friday, February 17th, Taylor and Brooke decide they need to be a united front to protect Douglas. So what's nice is if Taylor goes ahead and moves into the Logan estate, then when Douglas is over visiting at the cabin with Liam and Hope, then he can see both of his grandmothers. And, you know, we'll see how that goes, but it looks like they are not going to do what's expected and go toe-to-toe about this. They're going to just do what's best for Douglas. And so we'll see, because Douglas has decided what's best for him is to live at the Malibu Beach House. So there's a lot to see and to unpack next week on B&B. That's it. That's all of our spoilers right now for the week of February 13th through 17th, 2023 on Bold and Beautiful on CBS. We hope you enjoyed the episodes and check back to Soap Dirt for more hot spoilers and leaks and chatter about your favorite CBS soap.